Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
Hi, I'm on. How y'all doing?
Wow, really?
For real, because I was like, you know,
it
normally when
like
you call
really in. Awkwardly quiet. That's why I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, you just kind of got a little nervous. But no, look.
Yeah, I was like,
when I called,
am
you
I
know,
talking to myself?
Yeah, you were for a minute. But you know how when you call in, it says, like, you can press 1 to talk to the host or whatever? And I normally press 1, although I am a host. And that's how I get through. But this time, it was just like, sit back and listen. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be part of the show tonight. That's why I started texting you and panicking. But hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Right. I missed y'all last week a little bit.
A little? That's kind of rude.
A little.
Just a little?
A very small amount. We missed a lot because all the shows. I am so sorry, but I know I've got to provide y'all with gossip, but Love and Hip Hop, I can't. The shit is utterly ridiculous. Like, the stupidity level of that shit. I can't even take it no more. At first, it was just like, you know, I watched it for entertainment, but it's so dumb, it's not even fucking entertaining no more. Because
yeah,
it seems like, okay, one thing, everybody so damn cool. That's like my brother. That's my homie. I've been knowing him 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where was your ass the first 3, 4, 5 seasons?
Okay, and then they didn't call you.
And
he didn't invite you to the strip club. Cause that was there a couple times in other seasons.
Birthday
so.
Parties, big release parties. What was you? Kind of friend of you?
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's so fake.
And then they have the girl, Diamond Strawberry. She's been dumb since day one. But, you know, her and Cisco separated. And then she was talking to some other guy. But then she wanted to get back with Cisco and wrote this dumbass letter. Like, who does that? Anyway, she
but
had Rich. She had Rich give Cisco the letter. And then Rich called her to meet, but yet she's flirting with Rich. Like, what the fuck? How does it work? Like, I don't get it. You know that's your ex-friend. So why are you even interested in seeing what's going on with him? You know what I mean? Like, this is awkwardly gross.
It's like, I think, what's the lady's name?
Mona?
The messy lady, yeah, Mona. I think she's just trying too hard.
Well,
now it's kind of like
it's with the season though. I think it's.
I watch it.
I think this one has the lowest ratings. Like Love Hip Hop New York, I think it has the lowest ratings.
Because it's
the
same shit.
They trying.
Rich Dollar can't keep his dick in his pants. He's fucking everybody he's working with. Peter Guns is still jumping from Tara to Amina. He been wanting Tara from jump. Tara just keep kicking him to the curb, so he goes back to Amina. Mendici and what's name still got the same issue. He's fighting the case. They making a baby. Kimbella then talking pure shit like she can fight. We remember when you got stomped by Chrissy. Who else on this show? And Erica Mena still confused and lost. Trying to swear up and down she was one by while, but she over there in crocodile tears behind the scenes. Who else on this show? The rest of them, yeah, they all got.
Oh, don't forget the new ex. Madam, the white chick.
Girl,
with the little
is
man,
she black?
With the little
is she mixed
guy?
Or she just white, period? Like, she's a big-ass bitch compared to her man.
She is.
She
well,
is.
You know when she killed me? She killed me, and she wanted people to give Miles a bad name. Well, Vixen's a bad name. When he goes, what's this whole shit? She can talk about death art. Nah, bitch, death art.
Yeah. No, but you got to have it with it. Tune it up, and it's blurred, so we know it's some shit being shown. Nah, baby, ain't nothing art about that. You play too much.
It's funny because she was so serious. That's art. I knew he would like my bitch. What you shouldn't have liked that shit. It was ugly from the moment she was shooting that shit. Like I want her to grow the fuck up because clearly she's 40 something.
Yeah, and it's like, why are you still acting like that? Like, baby, you are entirely too old. You need someone having some kids. Girl, them kids might come out retarded. You better take on your damn stepkids and sit down some damn boy. Like you said, want some kids. Bitch, you play too much. You childish.
That's not very nice.
I mean, it's true. Like, you're pushing 40. Who's still trying to have a baby at 40? And you big as shit. You a big ass stallion.
Yeah,
we know you're not
baby
healthy.
At 40.
You know, bitches that's healthy trying to have a baby at 40, and then them bitches be having issues. So, like, you can look at her and tell she's not healthy and be something, well, I want to pop out a baby. Really?
Well, she thinks she's in great shape. Her body is art.
Because she thinks she is just God's gift.
Yeah,
like,
but
for real.
I will say that Empire is awesomely good. Wait, before we get
wait,
Empire,
I wasn't done.
About,
wait, no.
Talk about Empire.
I wasn't done with this shit because Johnny Blaze. Everybody say she retarded, she throw it off, she did that and the third. But I cannot
she
wait.
She is,
to,
but she's
left
talented.
The fuck out of Diamond.
I can't take Diamond.
She's
just she's ignorant.
Diamond crazy. She's
talented.
She was like, I'll go crazy behind him and then. Girl, you just met him 30 seconds ago. You're going to go crazy behind who? I bet you're going to go crazy after Johnny slapped the fuck out you. You're going to calm down real quick. She just be, Johnny be like coming through. I know they say she crazy. She's screenshot nigga. She just do the fool. She say she's pregnant all the time. But this hoe was hilarious. Because she was like the other girl. She had saw the New York chick. She was like, you know, I apologize. It was very immature of me. You know, it was wrong to do it. And the girl's like, yep, very wrong. You should be a grown woman. She was like, yes, I was not being a grown woman. You know, I really want you to accept my apology. The girl's like, oh, I accept your apology. After I whooped your ass. And they started fighting. Then the bitch on the floor talking about, she's like, you still cute, though, or some bogus shit she's feeling. Johnny, you got some real life issues. But she do be whooping. And she's like the psycho Chrissy.
Yeah, pretty much.
The psycho, though, not the normal, because she ain't too normal. But, yeah, she the psycho version. But she going to bring the ratings because she would just want to see, like me, I'm going to watch next time, just, even if I have to go on demand. I'm going to watch just to see her suck the shit out of Madden. And then Rashida's like, oh, so you know it's like extra serious, whatever she did, that we might not even be able to see, but they saw. Because, you know, Rashida don't normally, she don't react to the fights. She's trying to be like, you know, why don't you calm down? And then, you know, she'll be like, okay, well, I'll try. And, you know, she'll have this non-emotional-ass face when shit pop off. But she was, like, on the phone, was like, oh, hold up. And shit just popped off. So I would love to see the uncut version of that fight. But
I'm not really sure because this is where I am with fights in my life. So I'm a grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
As a grown-ass man, as a grown-ass individual, what the fuck is the point of fighting? Like, seriously, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
At this point, like, I see all these people who still be like, I'll whoop this bitch ass if she fuck with my man this. Or this bitch don't respect me, I'm going to whoop her ass. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Scenario. So this bitch is fucking with your man, so you go, you see her, you whoop her motherfucking ass. Okay, cool. That don't mean she ain't
gonna
stop
with your man.
She still gonna sleep with your man. Your man's gonna go put ice on the wound.
And that nigga gonna rub her wounds, bitch.
So what you gonna do, just keep fighting the bitch every time you see her? Like, some people don't mind getting their ass whooped. It's like,
yeah, some of them sidelines don't care how much you drag them. They don't keep fucking with your man.
If I'm talking shit to somebody and you just mad because I talk shit to you and you want to fight me, I don't give a fuck. We can fight all the time. Like, but what at the end of the day, I'm still going to talk shit. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to. I'm not going to respect you. So what?
Yeah.
So what?
True.
I'm
gonna true.
Fight.
True.
I'm whoop your ass. I'm put you in the hospital. Bitch, I'm the type of bitch that would talk shit from the hospital. I would tweet that shit, okay? I'm going to get my shit talking out about you, so. Really, you ain't accomplished a goddamn thing if you ain't kill me. So then you're going to kill me because I talk shit. You're going to be in jail forever because I talk shit. Like, you're not making any fucking sense.
The fact that you thought this that far, then you really just, like, you like that dude that, you know, like, a comedian that has this extra voice and he be talking about the girl Kiki. Like,
yeah.
Kiki, you is dead. I don't care. I'm going to whoop my ass. Give me out this character.
I'm a real,
I can't think of his name, but shout out to him. That is you, like, right now. Like, you're talking about this. You play too much.
Okay,
yeah,
now, we see that Keisha Cole got a new show. Already, it's some bullshit. I don't look forward to being any more than some old bullshit. Keisha is mental.
And it's really
boring. Like, yeah, it's boring. And then, like, you see this whole thing, like, on the blogs about how she called Booby out about not calling his son for his birthday. But then Booby wrote this long post, like, that was for my birthday. You lie, you know, don't bring our son into our problems. Which
but she said he was a good-ass father. Now, 2 minutes ago, he's not. I mean, 2 minutes later, he's not a good father. I don't get that part.
I think she did it for ratings. I think she did it rating-wise for people to watch that whack-ass show. I mean, it's just so many shows that we want to watch with a dumbass, ignorant-ass, crackhead-ass mama. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah. I thought I was watching The Wire.
We can't, like, how many more of these
I never watched that, though.
Shit do we have to watch? Every episode, they think like,
I'm
the crazy mama going to save the show.
I'm shocked that she came on with another show because she was never popping. But I guess she just needed something to do. However, I'm going to jump off her. And get on Gibson Fine Ass. That nigga's stupid. Like, I was really like, okay, she need to drop Birdman. He sleeping with niggas anyway. She had to go back. You're going to be with niggas that's going to cheat. At least do the niggas when she was females and not males, you know, with talk. But then this nigga steady cheating. She done screenshot at this phone shit and everything. What makes it horrible.
I mean, but if you telling me that we separated, you're not cheating. They separated.
Well, you know, he's not that cheating. The thing is, though, because, you know, I'm all root for a bitch. If he ain't yours, that ain't cheating. But my thing is, you're saying you want to do whatever to get your family back, and then I hear it's your music video because everybody wants to be a rapper nowadays from Houston. I don't know what the fuck is going on with Houston niggas, but everybody want to rap. So you have this video, you tell me to come down, yet you texting another bitch that's on set and telling her, don't worry about Keith, she's trying to intimidate you. That is disrespectful. Don't talk to your bitch about me. Fuck you mean, really? It's like, now that's your alliance against me. You trying to get back with me, but you're my husband. That'll get you fucked up in my world. I'm just saying.
I mean, but now, like, that's what happens when you marry people without knowing them.
True. You can marry them. You can still know the motherfuckers and they still be ratchet. So it don't matter.
I mean, it happens, but I mean, like, my thing is telling us what the fuck we going to do. Like, why are you airing out your dirty laundry? Your dirty laundry, and then we comment about your life or how stupid of your decisions you made, and you know, make all these comments about y'all's situation. But then you get offensive about when people start getting deep and talking about the decisions that you made. Like, either you want people to be in your business or you don't. You can't be private in the public, bitch. That don't even make sense. So you are gonna have to decide which one you gonna do. Either you're going to be an open book or you're going to be closed and unknown. You decide, bitch. You decide. Clearly, nobody gives a fuck about Keisha. We just want to see what's going on with Boobie. That's it.
I didn't care about the baby.
I'm just
forgetting
about him.
I'm just trying to look at him and all that good stuff. But it's really boring. It's the same shit. First of all, you have the same issue. That's why I love it. Hip-hop is whack as shit now. If you have the same issue 3 years later, five years later or whatever, whenever her show aired, I don't even remember. It's just been like that. Whenever she had the first season. When you have the same issues 5 years later, bitch, what is wrong? I need you and your whole family to stand in a fucking wall-to-wall mirror room and figure your life out. Why do y'all have the same problem? It's called counseling. You got a bunch of motherfucking money. I heard you a goddamn therapist.
They don't want
your mama
to.
Should not still be addicted to drugs.
No, that's the only thing they got going on in the show.
That make you want to watch it like, she hot today?
Every show got a crazy mama. Every show got the crazy mama. Love and Hip Hop when it was Jim Jones' mama. Now, and then it was Atlanta with Scrappy mama. And then you got this ignorant bitch, Keisha Cole mama. It's like always a dumbass, ignorant ass. But the mama, like, that's not cool.
Yeah, why
would
they have these good positive
mamas on TV?
Like
this. What happened? What are Cosby parents say? What the fuck?
Everybody
got
to do? You
what
know, my
fuck?
Mama, my mama will cuss you out so good. Don't let her get your phone number or your Facebook and shit. Tell you something so good so long that you have to block her. But my mama's way better than them. She way better. Baby, when you get to my mama, please block her. Is she going to text that ass?
She
gonna text you something serious. But I'm just saying, these mamas have to get it together. I want to see some positive black parents on TV. You know what I was thinking? Yandy at one point said that her parents were on drugs, but then switched it up and was like she had good parents and that her mama is her nanny half the time and shit. I don't get that.
Well, you know, I don't really know because I'm not a Yandy fan.
Me neither. Chrissy is my girl.
Chrissy
is my girl, but you know, I listen to shit. And I ponder on it years later, like I'm doing.
I think I just started, like, even paying attention to Yandy just because she's the only other person is halfway decent on the show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, no. That is taller. I'm so over her because this is my problem. A lot of her blames that Amina for the reason why her and Peter aren't together. It's not Amina's fault that Peter lied to both of y'all, bitch. It's Peter's fault. And she's always like, I told you then that, you know, he was doing this and he was doing that. At that point, baby girl, she was already married to that man. Like, he told her y'all were not together. That's what she believed. Like, of course it was dumb as fuck for her to believe that, but you cannot sit there and act as if she intentionally tried to hurt you, because that's what she's currently doing to Amina. I don't give a damn. Nobody
yes,
say
anything. I feel like
she tries to bring Amina down. Yes, I fuck him whenever I want to. I can do this.
Oh,
I
yeah, yeah.
Like,
she's trying,
like
she trying to hurt
her.
And she still loves him. Yeah, because she's still hurt and she still loves him. But my thing is, like, I had a friend, and her dude, you know, back in the day, when we was in high school, her dude used to give her hell. And his mama said, well, baby, if you're going to stay with him, shut up about it. If you want to talk about it, leave him. And Tara, he wants you back, baby. If it's that fucking serious, you still love him, go back with him. Get your, do whatever y'all can continue to do for the rest of your life. Or move on and shut the fuck up. We've all been hurt before with women. This shit happens. But like, damn, you going to hold on for how long? I mean, if you love him that much, go back to him, because you look stupid with all this anyway, so go ahead. Do not, just, you lay hit with him at night. We don't give a fuck. There's plenty of dumb bitches out there. You might be a dumb bitch for an hour, but I'm sure we're going to find somebody else to talk about that in the next hour when the next show come on. So it's okay. Do you, boo.
Yeah, pretty much. Please do you. Boo-boo.
Oh, but wait. What's his girl name? The light-skinned chick, Chrissy something else. Kimbella. The fact that someone else is trying to fire me, that's not my boss, and then you bring your ass in my, I would have looked at her and been like, damn, can somebody call Chrissy so we can stump this bitch out again? Why are you even here? Like, really? What is your purpose?
That's not Kimbella. I thought that was some new chick, assistant chick.
No, bitch, that's Kimbella. She just got sicker because they had a daughter or some shit. You know, them girls put their weight on your ass. But that's Kimbella. At least it looks like it. That's Kimbella. That is Kimbella.
No, it ain't.
That is Kimbella, because I remember when she sat down to lunch and ate with it, and she said, I think she said Kimbella. Good, it is Kimbella ass. She is.
Girl, don't give me a line. I do not pay attention to it. I'm sorry. Love and hip-hop does not get my damn support. That's some trash ass shit.
Yeah.
And to you, I will say the Empire has gotten even better, and I'm looking forward to watching it tomorrow.
Girl, I live for Wednesdays. Wednesdays. Hey. Okay, so supposedly they were saying that Monique was originally offered the role as Cookie.
Oh, so damn. I'm sorry, so why did you deserve that role? Like, don't get me wrong. Monique is a wonderful actor, and she does have attitude, but I think that role is best fit for Taraji and Terrence. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't see
yeah.
her playing alongside Terrence and having that same chemistry to make the story actually match. Nope. Don't
it wouldn't
see
it.
I don't
fit.
See her big
like,
ass birthing none of them three boys.
I was
going to
say it in a nice
nope.
way. I don't see how you can't picture or imagine that bond that Taraji and what's his name, Terrence has, if it hadn't been
real.
Because it's weird. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it mesh. It doesn't go. Not saying that she's just the biggest bitch in America because she has off weight. Get it, bitch. I'll see you. But that's just not. It's just not going to work. And then they were saying that whoever the guy is, Daniel somebody, I don't know, but they were saying that Nikki was blackballed from Hollywood, but she came back once. I know I wasn't blackballed, yada, yada, yada. Taraji was saying that. She, you know, she loves Nikki, but she also herself can't see that happening, can't see Nikki playing Cookie. I mean, just imagine the sex scene. If I was looking at him and I walked in on that shit, I'd be like, really, dog? I wouldn't even walk out. I'd have walked in, like, for real.
That really puzzled me when she walked in and saw that he was fucking with her, like...
And turn around and walk away.
Like, that's the difference right there. Like, that right there is some shit that I'm not, if that's what being a wife is about, I'm not betting it. Because if I come in the house, I see two glasses, that's already raised the eyebrow. So that's
you
not going to make me be like, honey, when she walked in, she seen them two glasses
of
wine sitting there.
My ass would have peeked in the house real quiet trying to check
that's
some
what I'm
shit.
Saying, like, her first thing was to call after
I wouldn't have alert.
Like,
I wouldn't have made
you alert
aware that
somebody.
I was there to see her, but hop up and put on clothes. Because I hadn't done that move before. I mean, not like cheating, but, you know, you don't have to put your clothes on real quick fast before. So, bitch, this
like,
a nigga
I mean,
you might be used to it. They from the hood. Why would you be like, hey, I'm coming in, put some clothes on. I don't want to catch you in the hopper position. I'd have been peeping, trying to see what the fuck was going on. And then I wouldn't have turned around and walked away. I'd have slammed the door open. They would have thought I was cookie, how ignorant I'd acted. But I don't like Miss Uber Kitty, so when it happened, I was jumping up and down.
I don't think anybody really liked her, but we're going to see the rest of this story unfold because some, obviously she left her with the competitor record label. So we should see where this goes. This should be pretty damn interesting. So we're about to take a music break. And when we get back from our music break, we'll discuss our topic.
We've been knowing each other for a while. I don't know what I got to do, you know, get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I can see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. And I kind of dig you, too. You know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation.
Say this rap, this shit gon' bring me limelight. And I don't care, long as the source give me 5 mics. And I can really give a damn about the nightlife. Long as the fam good, long as my mom's right. And lately I've been paying close attention to people who say they want the best for me. As if they really know what's best for me. As if they know the day-to-day with these whack rappers like stress for me. But when you kill like Denzel, the rest glory. Lyric-wise, they see me peeking. When you drive be like Kyrie, they reaching. Every other rapper you listen to only decent. Plus the chicks you peep on IG probably kicked it with me recently. So chill, nigga. Major labels see that you for real, nigga. So they gon' have to deal with you or do a deal with you. Either way, everybody see you as a meal ticket. And to deal with it all, you probably got some pills with you. This the life that we live in. Money over fame. Laugh when you get it. It's funny how they change. Who would've knew? Nerd in school. Pulling hoes off haikus never heard in school. A nerve for you to say that I'm acting different. I sent you the music, I told you to listen. I sat and waited for your opinion, knowing you wouldn't get it. Looking at what I look like moving out the hood to move back. No grind, grind. I'm probably the realest nigga walking around with pens and pencils. Thought we knew by now prison's a business and we just buying into it. No different than Polo and Jordans. We better off buying and bombing fluid. Sticking it in, dead or not. Teacher moving on if you read or not. Everybody swear they getting to the check. Last I checked, I lost respect for you niggas. Ain't nothing left for you niggas. I wish the best for you niggas. Probably wouldn't bet on you niggas. Hey babe, pack your bags, we taking a trip. Everybody do it these days. Favorite rapper fall off, but don't nobody boo it these days. Cool with it these days. Taking L's, fake LL, Cool J. Remember when? Men like women and women like men. It's different now. Men like women and women like men. Tripping, they don't get it. They don't hit a city in them. They don't know it's still the same old, just a little different. They don't know it's still steel tipping in them. Still wood grain gripping, still double cup love sipping. Kill them, young nigga. No time for combo, but still from the land where they drive slow. The wet paint dripping, the car sit low, but the rim's so tall that you gotta get it lifted. At least 6 inches. And if you ain't gonna put the lady by the grill, dog, at least get it tinted. At least get the Bobby Brown inside the tie so Whitney. That's gonna make the haters wanna witness. The hoes fall victim. But this right here is for the critics. Every mention that say I'm a decent writer. But then glorify every nigga that eat behind me. Your girl, she a groupie, she rolling, my people like her. But me, I'm kinda picky, no Peter Piper. These days, hoes shaped like a pack of pickled peppers. Run, you pick them better, nigga. Dig it on your shit, your girl belly bigger. Grandma pass, if I get past this, I'll be a better nigga. Barely, these niggas barely know, barely grow. New nigga killing this, don't feel like no talent show. Closer to the edge, I'm just trying to stay cool, daddy. Fresh pad, night still searching for new balance. I got a new challenge. Every other rapper that you gather, or you rather be faster than fast, I speed past them. Adios, talk, vamanos, the team got me. I'm like King Jaffe, Joe for no hope for these niggas, I'm no joke. They call it sauce dripping, I call it soul glow. These niggas doing them all. Me, I'm like most deaf, so deaf that I probably should have signed the so-so. I'm ghost on you niggas, bye.
And we're back. Hey, guys. That must be that new Fats Domino that was just played. He was jamming.
He was. So, about this topic.
Oh, okay, guys. Let me give you guys tonight's topic.
Wait, time out. Where did that come from?
What?
You just hit girl, bye.
What?
What
are you talking about?
Oh, really? You know what? One day, we're going to get 5 seconds to this topic real quick. Hold on. One day, I don't know where I was. I was talking about some dude was like, who the fuck is Felicia? I want to be Felicia. That bitch go everywhere. And so I even look over somebody's head and Felicia. I mean, that's some childish shit, but that was funny as hell. I don't know who said that, but anyway. So back to this topic. Of course, we're going to be talking about you fellas. So, Angela, would you like to say the topic or do you want me to go ahead and...
You can have the honors.
Okay, so our topic is, can being too nice or trying too hard make you less attractive? And let me say what we mean by this, because we don't need people calling me and talking about something completely different or just completely went off topic because my nerves, my patience is not. Okay, so anyway, what we're saying is dudes that try too hard, like, yeah, we want you to open the door for us and all that. That's cool, fine, and dandy. But a dude that's, like, too nice or, you know, he's a pushover, like, can that make him less attractive? Or do you want this extra sweet-ass dude? Like, you know, so, yeah, ladies.
Well.
And guys, guys can also comment on whether or not they feel like that's making them weak or whatever the case may be. We don't mind. We want to hear your input too.
In my opinion, there is a such thing as being too nice. And too nice is defined by that particular person that you're dealing with, because my too nice may be different from somebody else's too nice. You know, because some people are probably used to being catered to hand on foot, you know, but
So what is,
I would have to say that
what is
certain extent
an okay level of
nice. Like I do, yes. You gonna open some damn doors or we'll both stand there and look at the damn door until somebody else comes in, and I will slide in. Whoever opened the door, I will slide in so quick and leave you standing out there because I'm not opening the door for you. So,
I can see your trifling ass doing that.
Girl, I will do that. Like, I've done it before.
But I'm waiting.
Like, yes, I want you to open the doors. Like, yes, listen to it. I'll be like, you know, randomly. Oh, I like that song. I like that CD. If I say some stupid shit, like, oh, the soundtrack to that CD. And, like, the next time I see you happen to have that soundtrack, oh, that was so sweet. But if I be like,
yeah, I like that.
Give me this or do this, do that. Like, I don't want to be like your mama. Like,
yeah.
That's not, like, I don't want you to jump every time I say something. Don't do that, because that shit's not right. It's nothing wrong with, like, surprising her or catering to her time or just making her feel special and wanted. But you can over-fucking do it. Like, if every time I try to do something, you jump your ass up first, like, get the fuck on. Like, you gonna start getting on my nerves.
I ain't got a problem with that. Just
live. No, fuck that. That's what you think.
No, motherfucker. If I say, ooh, that damn bag was cute,
no,
I need to be trying to figure out where that bitch is. So, and no. I'm going to need it when
if
I see you
like,
again.
Okay, I'm done eating. Wait, I'll get there for you. Like, damn, can I?
Yeah,
wait,
don't be like, oh, wait,
I got it.
Surprise me, and then it'll be okay.
Yeah, like, I can wash my own hands. I don't need to wash my hands before I go get a little bowl, a cup of water, and try to wipe my hands off my hands. No.
He's
like,
trying to be extra romantic, then. He's doing too much.
You see what I'm saying? There is a such thing as doing too much.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can do too much to the wrong person. Because, like, if y'all are just talking or dating, you could, one, like, you know, the male can be completely into it, and he's catering to her, doing all this different stuff, and he just feels like this is going to get him, you know, in good. Like, don't do things with intentions of getting something in return. I don't like people who do that.
Yeah.
Do it because you want to do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it because, like
you expect to
get something
back. Oh, I'm going to talk to him. No, but if I like you, you buy me something, then you got some corners. But if I don't like you, it doesn't matter what you buy me, I'm still not going to like you. Point blank, period. Sorry. You tried, though. For real.
See, that's me, like, I would say, like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's almost 40, and he's single. So he told me about a chick that he's currently dating. I was like, well, you know, do you love her? And he just blatantly told me, at this age, you no longer marry for love. You marry for stability.
Oh.
For stability.
Okay,
and
how old is he? Almost 40?
That's what he told me. That's exactly what he told me out of his mouth. So whoever the fuck his wife is, I can tell you right now that he's not going to love you first. Like he say, I will learn to love. That's what the man said.
Thanks.
Okay? I would lie. I would not. So, like, how does that work? Like, I can't do that. I get sick of looking at people that I don't like. I can't even. I see your
my nerves
on my
bad.
Phone,
I'm
too
like, rude.
Look. Like, my whole shit turns from so excitedly happy, wonderful day to just dark and just, when somebody I don't like keep calling me. Like, what? Why you keep calling? Like, I answer the phone dry as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep
I don't answer the phone, I text you back.
Like, and then I tell you that I don't like you, but you think I'm playing. Like, no, motherfucker, I'm for real. Have you ever told somebody, I don't like you like that? And they be like, girl, you so crazy. What?
I didn't get that response, but I got that. You know, I wait on you. Wait on what? Bitch, I never liked you. What are you waiting on?
What you waiting
on? I was
your
breath while you
waiting. What you waiting for?
Baby, you'll be waiting forever, hunting. If I don't like you, I don't like you. And I'm shallow. It don't take much for me to like you, goddammit. So come on now. I am. Girl.
No, but really. I have, like, just sitting here and thinking about some past relationships. It has been some over-fucking-doers, okay? Like,
yeah.
If you're dating, like, you date the man, and they think everything that you like, they got to like, too.
Yeah, and it's like, really, you don't have to, boo.
Like, stop lying.
Because I damn sure don't like, I like anything that you like. If I don't like it, I'm going to say, this is boring. Let's do something else. I'm going to be real about you. So, you might not want to take the compliment. No. I am not childish. I'm just very, very goddamn honest, okay?
Oh, my God. I don't like that. And, you know, this is not on topic, but I just want to say this. I don't like men who emotionally get
more emotional
into some shit. No, fuck, I don't give a fuck about
what?
That. But, like, okay, say you know, him and his chick talking, and they even fell out about some shit, and then they get all emotional and start reading that shit, like, on Facebook, like, talking about it. What the fuck they got to do with us? Get your emotional ass the fuck on.
Wait, what are you talking about? They do what?
Like, men start just writing shit on Facebook or Twitter or, like, tweeting about shit. Like, why are you airing your dirty laundry? We don't give a fuck. Like, I don't like when women do it. But why are you talking about what was going on in your relationship? Like, that's not venting. That's being a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, if you were talking to a bitch who snorted powder, don't start talking about her snorting powder now that y'all don't fuck around no more. When the bitch was together with you, snort powder, it was cool. But now y'all broke up, now it's a problem that she snort powder.
No. The bitch that got the funky coochie that you used to date, but you got them five kids, bro. Oh, bitch, your coochie stung anyway. But you made five whole babies. That says a lot about you, boo.
I guess
you
started singing after the fifth one. The fifth one made it sing.
The fifth one made it sing.
The fifth one broke the sink.
Oh, man. Dudes just do too much.
Like,
I wouldn't say,
so
like, too nice. Dude, we think dudes are corny anyway.
Man, yo.
You know what? To people that's listening, me and Angela, like, we think like 95% of dudes are corny anyway. You know, I have looked at plenty of dudes and be like, damn, you're really lame. Like, for real, you was really, really lame. Like, in my younger days, you know, like I'm old, but, you know, in high school and in college, I looked at a lot of dudes and be like, you really realize you really not who you say you is. Like, yeah, no, I come from a family of gangsters and shit, so I'll be like, my cousin wouldn't do like that, nigga, you weak. Nah. But I don't like nice dudes because I'm a very mean person. So you being nice, you might get your feelings hurt. I might run over on you, and that's going to make me not like you because I don't want nobody I can push over. But I will test the hell out you just so you can be like, I know your ass better chill. Then I'll be like, okay, my bad. Let me sit down now.
Who
I just want to make sure I can't beat up my man. I'm just saying.
Well,
I think it's real gay if you're weaker than me. I'm just saying. But niceness, I like you to open the door. You can buy me all the gifts in America. If I don't like you, I won't like you. If I do like you, that just adds the icing to the cake. And y'all know I'm greedy, so yeah, the icing will do. You can give me some ice cream on the side too. Don't send me those essay long text messages. Who?
Goddamn tweetgrams.
What the fuck is a tweetgram?
The thing they put on Instagram, they just like write the little message on there or the little picture with the little quote.
Don't send me animated shit. You're a grown ass man. Don't send me shit animated. Don't send me those bitch strip shits because I don't. Who the fuck still has bitch strip, vibe strip, whatever the fuck it is called? When you have your animated self. Like, I did that for like 5 days. Don't send me that. And don't send me. I understand you want to pour your heart out and all that. I'm cool with that if we've been together for a while. And don't do it too much because I'm already not emotional and all that. I'm not very expressive, so I would rather you not do it neither. But, yeah, so back to the text messages. Don't send me these text messages that come in, like, three different messages. And I have a smartphone, a Note 3, so my shit going to come in as one. If it comes in as three, that means your shit is entirely too long. So don't do that to me. That's very annoying. I don't like that. It make you look weak. Especially when I don't respond to you, or if I never talked to you in so long, and then you send me this message about me missing you or me missing. I mean, like one dude sent me a message talking about because I've been having the same number since Hector was a pup. One dude sent me a message saying some shit about. I'm pretty much saying I was over here with a little ratchet ass nigga that ain't treating me right when he could have treated me all good and stuff. And he's like. Who the fuck tells you? Who told you my nigga was ratchet? My nigga's on perfectly fine. Fuck you. Why did you even call me? Because I didn't even respond. But I could have responded and hurt your motherfucking feelings and told you, bitch, it don't matter if this nigga was dogging me out. You would still never have an option, a damn chance in life. Like, don't do that.
You
don't
angry.
Talk to me.
Yeah,
no,
because
this
is
me doing so much. Let me get on my damn nerve.
No, you say how calm that shit was, and then you just. Flip and spun the fuck out. You might need medication, bitch. You might need to go down to Big Dog and see what they can do for you. Because you might. That's a little psycho. Now, that's the best place to go with crazy and shit like that.
Who the fuck said I'm crazy? I'm crazy.
Bitch, you ain't normal neither.
Look here, ho.
Don't go to no normal hospital looking for help. You need. You gotta go where they specialize in your shit.
Girl, hold on.
Did she
I'm
just
so
tell
sorry. Y'all, wait. I need everybody to listen to this. Whoever's tuned in, I'm standing here, right? And I hear this child crying. And I'm trying to listen to see if it's my son because he's in the room asleep. And now I hear this, like. This angry ass holler, like this child is fucking mad, whoever this child is. So I'm going to the room trying to say it was my child. You know, my child is angry like me, so. But he's like, whoever child outside, that little motherfucker mad than a bitch. Hey, that child gonna get older and kill the whole house.
I know
that child can hear just screaming. no, this child was like some real, you know, temper tantrum is different from what I just heard. What I just heard was like some evil shit. And I was just going to say, that was my child screaming like that. We're going to see a therapist in the morning. You will not be killing me in my sleep. Damn, I just had a moment. I was going to say, like, something's wrong with my child. Like, for real, something wrong with him. But no, that's not him. Praise Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oof.
Hello, the baby. It's okay. So just to pretty much wrap up everything, we have decided that being too nice can make you unattractive. So, we just need the right amount of nice. And, fellas, you can tell when it's too much because the laugh at your corny-ass jokes gets real dry. The conversations get real dry. Every time you look around, she rolling her fucking eyes. At that point,
that
you
is
fucking
a dead
up.
Giveaway.
Okay? So at that point, you need to back off a little bit, buy a gift, and give her some time. That's my people.
Wait, she made sure she put to buy a gift in there. You're ratchet. But no, I do agree with everything that she said. Because in the past, I've had some dudes that be like, you always on your eyes. Well, bitch, that should tell you something. You need to get out of my face. Oh, you're just so goddamn mean. Really, I ain't mean. That's anywho. Yes, guys, pay attention to the signs. Just like women have intuition about things, deep down inside you do too. And if you feel like she doesn't want you, she doesn't like you, whatever the case may be, it's a negative on her end, I can bet you your last dollar. It's the truth. So just walk away. And when you walk away, don't say no shit like, I could have been a man for you, but, you know, I see you on some other shit over there. Because I don't want to hear that. That might get you cursed out, but that's not going to get you liked. So don't do that either. Open the door, buy some gifts, but make sure she likes you before you go in your wallet. Because only a gold digger going to pretend that she likes you as you continue to go in your wallet and don't like you. But anyway, I want to give a shout-out to not necessarily a shout-out. I'll take that back. I need those of you who are righteous within your heart and not on your outside but your inside. I need you to pray for Sadie's family. His grandmother, she passed away at 88. However, she did survive cancer 4 times. So big ups to her because a lot of people don't make it through that many times. So may she rest in peace. And those of you, again, that are righteous and your prayers will not affect the family in a negative way, but in a positive way, we need you to pray for him and his family. And that's my tidbit.
Until next time, guys.